is Davin's Den. This is Davin's Den.
Alrighty, we are back. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. So that was celebrity and non-celebrity encounters. That was
fun. Wow, that was fun. Now that we all hate each other, but that's good.
I'm perfectly content.
Get out!
No, so you bitch!
Too!
That's my nuclear.
I like when they turn on pitch. It's deserved. I have no problem with this. All right, let's do some School of Fools.
School of Fools.
So the first School of Fools story we're going to talk about is there's been an increase of kids getting arrested, not for shooting, but for threatening to shoot. So here's what's...
which is also a crime.
Which is going on.
Under arrest currently for making a threat to cause a mass shooting.
This newly released body camera video shows the moment when a 15-year-old Florida boy was arrested for allegedly threatening to shoot up his school. Authorities say he made the threat in a video game chat room, saying he planned to bring his father's M15 to school and kill 7 people at a minimum. He's now facing charges in juvenile court, his stunned mother telling police it was just a joke.
He's still a little boy, and he's not one of the crazy people out there doing stuff.
And we can't take risks, and we can't say, all right, we trust that this one guy is not going to do it, and then it happens, and then we say, well, we have the chance
to stop it. Yeah, but I'm telling you right now, this is not my son.
Another sign of zero tolerance coming in Indianapolis, where police tracked down truck driver Thomas Matthew McVicker after a friend claimed he was planning to shoot up a church in Memphis, Tennessee. And in Fresno, California, police arrested a 15-year-old girl, accusing her of posting this image on Snapchat, a photo of guns for sale, and the message, "Don't come to school tomorrow." Police say she admitted posting it, but couldn't explain why. The school superintendent is now warning students.
Whatever your choice might be, whether that's terrorist threats, sexting, vulgarity, bullying, all of that on social media is immediately trackable back to you.
These latest arrests come after police found other credible threats in Ohio, Florida, and Connecticut in just the last week. Authorities across the country are on high alert after mass shootings this month in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, left 31 people dead.
All right, I think the Anyway, yeah. I think the police are doing the right thing in this world where we live in. You got to be proactive. I think these parents are delusional. Not my kid. Yeah, it's not your kid until it is your kid.
Right.
If it was my son, I'd be heartbroken. Any one of my kids, son or daughter, I'd be heartbroken as a parent. I would feel a sense of failure being a gun owner. You know, I teach my kids that they're not toys and you don't joke around with that. Life is precious, but no, not all parents do that. I get it. But for the police not to act, even though if it was my own child, in this day and age, I think it would be foolish.
Absolutely.
I do. I hate to say it. Like I said, I would be heartbroken if it was one of mine. I have 4 at home. And, you know, the boys, you know, it's not uncommon. This happened just last Tuesday. I get out of my truck, pull in the driveway after working all day, and... the baby comes running out of the garage saying, "I just shot Andrew in the nuts and mommy's mad at me." He has a Nerf gun.
Oh.
Yeah, not for real. But, you know, like a joke. Yeah. That guy's serious. Now his brother's hurt.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And a little son of a bitch is hiding behind me as he reloads around to shoot his brother in the nuts again in case he gets up.
That's the one you got to watch. He's a little sadistic.
Yeah.
No, and my kid's bat mitzvah speech where I'm like, talk about how wonderful she is. I go, you know, and she knows mommy, daddy will back her up through anything. I go, with my one exception. Mm. And I look at my daughter. I go, you're not allowed to kill and eat people.
Yeah. It's true. It's
going for the laugh at the bat mitzvah.
No, I had that conversation at our table.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, at our table. That came, yeah, she knows.
You are not allowed to murder.
Conversation that even has to happen these days.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, my father, being a gun owner, had the gun rack on the living room wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was drilled into our heads that if we even breathed on those guns, like, we're toast.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in the gun culture.
Right.
And I think that's another bigger problem that we're seeing now in suburbia, where most of these mass shootings are happening, is a clash of people with mental health challenges having access the firearms they shouldn't own.
That's
and
happening
I really think that's what, and the broader picture, it's not a Second Amendment thing. It's not a gun type thing. Okay. I don't want to hear, you know, that's a moot point to even make with me. You know, a bullet's a bullet. But I think that, like I said, I'd be heartbroken if it was one of my kids. The police would be totally reckless. Not really. Even a joke, you know, it's not a joke anymore. It's not something we could joke about. And I feel for the mother. I feel bad for the family.
Yeah.
But this is a hard lesson learned. Again, if it was one of my own, God forbid, I would be heartbroken. But I sit down with my kids and we have these conversations.
Not everybody does.
My kids see.
Parents, like, oh, they're joking. I've never heard of anybody joking about a mass killing.
No.
Well, you get a young mind, and this is where I feel for the parents. You get a teenage boy, that's just natural retardation. I was one. You know, I did my time as a teenage boy. You're just naturally retarded for several years of your life, who's playing a video game and fucking around and playing English.
Yeah, but
or was there something else there? And this, we don't know anymore. That's the problem. If you would have asked me before 1999, mm-hmm. I'd be like, you know, I was a teenage boy being a dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was my son, I still would have corrected him.
Right.
You don't threaten, you know, it's not funny to threaten violence on people, you know, but again, I'm a gun owner. The culture of my house is a little bit different. You know, mommy and I, you know, I just went to the range for my wife's birthday. Mm-hmm. Mommy and I came back in the house. You know, kids didn't even ask to touch the guns. Went upstairs, cleaned them, put them back in the safe, and that was it.
Yeah.
You know, all the kids wanted to know is how many bullets did mommy shoot? Cool. You know, we were at the range.
Yeah.
And that was
yeah.
it. And the question, you know, when can I go? When you're old enough and I feel you're ready.
Right.
And that's the answer they get every time. You know, but again, different household, different upbringing, different culture. Okay.
Well, this isn't poor even parent. A household that has guns, as far as I can tell.
I think the father did have a gun,
they might have. I don't know, but any,
yeah.
But anyway, the mother's reaction was completely inappropriate. When the police are here, you stop. What did he do?
Well, you can't interfere. Yeah, you can't interfere with an arrest. First of all,
What do we do? All right, all right. You're taking him where? All right, we need to call the attorney.
Call the lawyer.
Yeah. How many gang members' mom said, "Not my sweet baby."
Nobody knows. A lot of times, what happens is the mom or the dad is the first one to get shot.
Did you notice
that
how many?
In Newton.
Unfortunately, that happened
in Connecticut where. The kid had mental, again, I keep going back to mental health. The mother, in all her infinite wisdom, taught a kid with mental challenges to shoot a firearm.
Happened in Dayton. The kid killed his sister, one of the first ones he killed.
Yeah.
So there you go. We're dealing with a mental health problem in suburbia mm-hmm. or smaller cities. You know, to me, Dayton's like Middletown. It's not a very exciting place, you know. No offense to Dayton, but, you know, it's not the biggest city in the world. I'm being honest.
I definitely didn't hang out with people after the show. In
where you have...
Fight me.
There's a few things. Listen,
please, it's my birthday.
Listen, the Democrats blame one group of people, blame one thing. Another group of people blame another. And you know what? They're both wrong.
I don't even think that this think necessarily is about this. This is about talking to your kids about what you cannot say. You cannot yell fire in a building.
No.
You can't threaten people online, in person, wherever.
Can I do it on the show?
Yeah, well, it's you do. Funny. So I guess the answer is yes.
It's not funny, unfortunately.
No, it's
this
not funny.
This kid is going to go through hell. Mm-hmm. That's very traumatic. 15-year-old being handcuffed in front of his mom for what could have been, and most likely was, being the age and the demographic, a stupid joke.
Yeah, it was trash talking.
Yeah,
Know, and it's like, you know what, you just can't.
All right,
you
know? On to the next. Right now they are designing schools to keep our children safe. I found this fascinating.
We do not want to prepare for a shooting inside of their building, but it is something for which they must prepare.
And the thought of any kind of incident is why district leaders in Fruitport designed their new high school with safety in mind. Right down to the shape of the school's hallways.
13 on your side, John Mills has more on the design elements that will provide an extra layer of protection for students, teachers, and the staff.
From all the doors to the school's two long curved hallways, architects were thinking about safety when designing this new high school. Workers are busy building the $48 million Fruitport High School.
Our contractors are making tremendous progress.
When completed, some of the school will be new. Sections of the existing school will get major renovations. In the new section, students, teachers, and staff will find curved hallways
to cut down on the sight lines if we have an active shooter in the building.
Fruitport Superintendent Bob Schmoniak says by reducing the sight lines, anyone with malicious intent will never be able to see the entire length of the hallway.
Then we also built these cement blocks that help to cut down on the sight lines further. It also gives an opportunity for students to hide back behind and hopefully get help from within the classroom. And then within the classroom, we could take about 40 students and put them back in that corner, and a person in the hallway wouldn't be able to tell that there was anybody in this room.
Another safety feature is being added to doors.
Access control locks on all of the doors in our school district.
That will allow school leaders to lock down the entire district with the push of one button. And on classroom windows,
put impact-resistant film.
It's the kind of safety changes that will likely be added to new schools around the country.
These are going to be design elements that are just naturally part of buildings going into the future.
Funding for the school was part of a bond voters passed in 2016. The entire project won't finish until 2021. Because of all the construction this year, back to school will include a year of parking challenges. And for a time, students won't have lockers. But Schmoniak says in the end, the final product will be worth any temporary inconveniences.
Our ask is that our community be very understanding, keep the eyes on the prize. When our high school is done, it's going to be magnificent.
A community open house is being planned for October, and a special event will be held in December to mark the opening of all the new classrooms. In Fruitport, John Mills, 13 on your side.
I think that it is tremendous that they are designed. I mean, it's pathetic that we're at the place where we have to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that says how we failed.
Oh, my God,
we have failed as a society. We have failed as adults, our children.
Right.
The politicians have failed.
Right.
Everybody's failed. But I think it is tremendous that engineers and architects are coming up with ways to act.
Problem solving for this.
Yes, where society... Yeah. Cannot. We'll refuses to enact. Society's paralyzed. They're like, all right, this is what we got to do.
Yeah, look, hopes and prayers are not doing it.
No.
So I think that
thoughts and prayers are not doing it.
Gun legislation isn't either, to be
no.
fair. I got to tell you this. I could trace this back. How did we get from a nation that once had shooting teams in school? Young men and eventually ultimately young
you still have schools where there's shooting teams.
They do?
Certain places.
Yeah, Midwest.
Right? Yeah, out in the Midwest. But yeah, that's like six kids on a school bus. To this, how do we get from a culture that, I mean, even in urban areas, schools had shooting teams.
Huh.
Okay? How do we get from that to this? I can trace it back to one event that sticks out in my mind. 1990. Okay? The Safe Schools Guns Out of School Act. 1990. George Bush Sr. signed it. Joe Biden introduced it. It was a bipartisan fuck-up. And that's where, like, the drug-free school zone signs
right.
that I laugh my balls off every time I see. Well, yeah, there's a kid, like, yeah, out the corner of the back smoking a friggin' joint because that's what some of my asshole friends used to do. And, yeah, you know, drug-free school, I see the signs, and, yeah, there's deals going down the hallway. Like, all right, whatever. Anyway.
It's like that's where you go to get the drugs.
Yeah, it's like you live in a fantasy. The other fantasy that both parties came up with was to have big signs saying gun-free zones in schools. And you know what that gave? That did a terrible thing 9 years later when you had Columbine. Okay? So you had 1990. They passed this legislation. We're going to advertise to all the troubled children that there's no guns here. It's a safe place to hurt people. And 9 years later, we had Columbine. That was the first time white suburbia lost their fucking minds and got a taste of what happens every day in urban areas that don't enforce gun laws.
I don't know. Texas has guns all over the place.
Guns over Labor Day weekend, 30-plus people were shot in Chicago. But you know what? It was the black side. That's normal to people.
No, it's gangs. Okay? It's not random.
Yes, yes. Lost children of color shooting each other has become acceptable.
Right, but people could...
And it's disgusting.
No, here's the difference, though.
There is no difference.
Well, I'm going to explain to you.
There's no difference.
Well, first of all, you're right. There's no difference.
It's a societal issue. It's a mental health issue. The common denominator is this. When we voted for that legislation, when George Bush Sr. and Joe Biden agreed that we're going to put these big signs in front of schools telling fucking lunatics, hey, come here and kill children, and you got a good 15 minutes before somebody stops you. 9 years later, not even, 8.5 years later, we had Columbine High School.
Yeah, but then
and
we said,
after
but we
that,
said Texas.
It's been school. Why schools, Davin? Why
it's not
all
just
the schools?
It's not just schools. Stop.
The guys
it.
In Texas, that was some random fucking nut. I'm
They're
talking
all
about
random nuts.
Where right now, we're designing schools to withstand mass shootings. Why? How do we get from shooting teams in school?
Because we have more guns than people.
Even in New York. No. It's always been the AR-15, the AK-47. These guns were designed in the 1940s. Americans have had them since the 1940s. It's old news. These guns are old news. These weapons are old news. Columbine was fucking shotguns, for crying out loud. Most of those kids died by the good old-fashioned American shotgun.
But now they're all using the AR-15s with high round
cares?
Capacity.
What
dead
bullet
people.
Smacks in your kid?
You never hear victims.
Guns have been around.
Dude, you're just in love with your guns.
I'm not in love
with
my guns.
You're in love with your gun.
It's not a solution.
It worked for every other Western country.
No, it doesn't. People still get shot in Europe.
Not at this rate.
Okay, tell that to the dead people.
Go to Australia.
Tell that
they
to
had
the dead
they,
people.
Go to Australia.
Yeah, they don't have the same amount of shootings.
Well, they don't have the same population.
It
don't have the same population.
No, it doesn't happen per capita.
It's not a gun type. A type of gun is not doing this.
No, the fact we
have
that we
to
have too many
out
guns.
How did we? No, how did we?
Australia
get,
doesn't have mentally ill people.
How did we get from? They have mental health programs, I'm sure, but they also have a lower population rate, which is, of course, any nation can easily manage that.
We're the only country that has mental illness.
Okay, no, we have mental illness on a larger scale, is what I'm saying. We also have a clash of cultures going on that nobody wants to address. Where we have kids in suburbia where guns are accessible through stores. Okay, and other venues that they weren't accessible to their parents who come from the city. Okay, so being a nice country boy myself, I know the cultures are different. Okay, I know it's not the type of gun. You're blaming an inanimate object.
No, I know.
Something's going on in people's heads.
Well, like
okay.
I said, the common denominator in
and
every shooting is a gun.
The problem why we're having, it's not a gun.
Yes, it is a gun.
A gun is a tool.
And yeah, it's the only tool that's designed to kill people.
Hey, some dude in China just killed 6 people with a knife.
Six. Imagine if that was a gun.
Okay.
Imagine it was a gun. And a knife has other...
We can go back and forth.
The story's not even about that.
It is. It's about designing school. How do we... Schools. Why are schools being now targeted to the point where architects are trying to make them safer in case some nut goes in there?
Because they're
going
to do it to churches next.
Knowing that it's a gun-free zone.
Not even necessarily a gun-free zone.
Okay,
this shit happened in Texas
and
in Florida.
Trace it back. When were there mass school shootings? As per the topic, mass school shootings before 1990. You can count
on
one hand.
It's not just schools.
I know it's not just schools.
I don't think you do.
I'm talking about schools right now. All that's right. The topic of this conversation.
No, but you're
a school, a place where I send my children every day, 5 days a week.
Our kids are sitting ducks because we don't do shit.
Our kids are sitting ducks because the root problems won't be addressed. And when you advertise to crazy people, hey, you can come here and bust off a few hundred rounds before anyone stops you, that becomes appealing to crazy people. This is a mental health issue.
And then not everybody does it is crazy. Most people who are
mentally ill hurt
themselves.
If you're going to shoot an unarmed person, that qualifies as fucking nuts, dude.
Well, then
I hate to inform you.
Well, I agree
you
with that.
You think gangbanging? That's a sign of mental illness.
Well, then fine. But you
that's
know,
mob mentality. You know, that's not crazy.
Fine. It's not a crime until somebody does it. They're not mentally ill until they do it. The people who are diagnosed as mentally ill hurt themselves. They don't
not
hurt other
always.
People. No, not always.
No, they lash out to walk into a school. Or a public place with a firearm.
I don't care
if it's a 22
people.
Or a 50 cal. To walk into a school, a church, or a public place with a firearm, shooting unarmed people, you're a fucking nut.
Who are getting guns because we got too many of them. All right, well, anyway, moving on. What?
Oh, wait, no. About 5% of adults experience mental illness in any 1 year in the United States. There was a global...
You only need one.
There was a global ranking here of the top 20 countries for firearms death rate 2016. Mm-hmm. And United States ranked number 20. But the lovely garden spots that were above us were El Salvador, Brazil,
Right.
Countries where civilians aren't allowed to have guns,
no,
but that's, yeah.
They're not first world nations.
It don't matter if they're first world or second world.
It does.
They have gun law. The masses are not allowed to have guns in these countries,
right.
And the people don't give a fuck.
Well, the top 20,
England.
Australia was not even in there.
I'll use France. I'll use Japan.
Actually, you know, a famous boxer in England got shot in England years back.
I'm giving you a whole bunch of other countries.
But there were
your first world
name. That's
give you, I'll give you Canada.
10 dead people, 15 dead people. Come on.
It matters to the family.
Well, Brazil was the only one that had a higher death rate than we did in that year. Brazil had 43,200
deaths. Brazil has some violent cities.
Yes.
Dangerous
place. And we had 37,000.
But it's a huge country, and it has a stock exchange. It's no mud country. Brazil's a huge country. It's a big civilization, big culture. It has a lot of culture. Sao Paulo, beautiful buildings there. Mm-hmm. They have a financial district. This isn't some mud hole. This isn't Iran.
Our government's going to have to make the decision. Where do they want to spend the money? Do they want to spend the money building safe buildings or enacting gun laws? That's really what
we have gun laws.
Not the right ones.
We have gun laws in places like Chicago where you're not allowed to have a gun.
They get them from Indiana.
Okay.
That's where they're getting the guns.
Empower the police to get the guns off the street if it's not allowed. Listen, deal with what you got before you start writing more. Don't look for a type of gun to ban. Like I said, Columbine was shotguns, Dad.
I didn't say the type of gun.
Okay, if you ban an AR.
Did I ever say the type of gun?
If you ban,
I said high capacity.
Yeah.
I said high capacity ammunition.
High capacity magazines, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you don't need to get 90 rounds off in a minute. You don't need that.
High capacity magazines, you think that's really going to help?
I think it's going to save lives. Yes, I do.
No, it's not.
I think it will.
No, it's not. Because all people are going to do is you're going to have a half second where somebody has to reload.
That's all it takes.
Okay. Davin, you're talking ideal circumstances here. You're talking ideal circumstances.
Hey, man, I'm trying to work with you. If I had my way, you know, I'd be a lot more aggressive. I'm trying to work with you.
If I had my way, what we would do first and foremost is get rid of those stupid fucking signs that advertise, hey, crazy people, come here and kill kids. And then what we can do is start enforcing the laws that we already have on the books. And yes, have background checks. And when I say red flag, what I mean by red flag is if you are on a psychotic medication, you're being treated on an antipsychotic, you get flagged. I'm sorry, you can't order a firearm.
That's until you're bought and paid for a present. All right, I'm moving on.
I know. Obama, Bush 1, Bush 2,
Obama
Clinton.
Obama tried.
Okay.
Obama tried.
Obama tried to do what?
He tried.
A lot of things, he was cock-blind by
what?
The...
Listen, man, Trump could do anything.
Bill Clinton lost to Congress because of his gun ban. He tried and did. He had both. Wait, he had both.
And Donald Trump lost to Congress because of his gun law.
He had both. No, he didn't lose to
That's
Congress
a big part of it.
Because of a gun. He lost to Congress because a bunch of pissed off people came out and made sure they voted in local elections.
Republican suburban mothers.
No. Bullshit.
Look, check it. All right, anyway. I think this is a great thing, but I think it's an admission that we can't protect our kids.
It is. It's
absolutely.
It is.
We failed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We,
it's an utter
this
failure.
Generation Everybody here has failed.
No, no, no.
Because we went to school. We went to school. We didn't worry about getting shot.
No.
Our kids worry about getting shot.
That's the dichotomy here. That only happened in urban areas. And I grew up in both lifestyles. Okay.
Fair enough. I don't know about the urban.
Really?
I grew up in the suburbs.
We stick our nose up.
Worried
exactly.
about getting stabbed.
When you get an urban area, you know, some kid in Los Angeles or Chicago, okay, or Phoenix, gets shot tomorrow, it's not even a headline.
No, but I think in the urban areas when we
you
were
know,
growing
in Newburgh,
up, it was a beef.
In Newburgh,
it was one kid with another. They had a problem.
Yeah.
We're talking about random shit. I'm talking about random stuff.
No, I think what we're talking about is that happening in white suburbia. People who are vested in the local, state, and national economy who are pissed off. Because let me tell you something, okay? If middle-class Caucasians in suburbia didn't vote, our kids would be left to rot just as much.
Oh,
or the media would stick up their nose and turn the other way just as much.
A
kid who's going to die in Chicago this week because he got fucking shot with an illegal gun.
A white guy doesn't walk into a Pittsburgh synagogue. He walked in there because of all the refugee stuff and the fact that they help refugees. That fucking Dylan Roof in South Carolina did not walk into and talk to a black congregation and shoot him. There's more to it than that. And if you want to deny it, so be it. I'm not
denying it. I want to get root causes, real legislation. I don't want to blame inanimate objects, Devin. a tit for tat of just semantics and bullshit that in the end is not going to save lives.
I didn't blame inanimate objects. I just said those are the things that are in common with every shooting. I didn't blame them.
Nobody. We've had this conversation before. I am a lifetime NRA member.
You should really stop funding because it's corrupt.
Although
you
now.
You should fucking leave. Although now
in San Francisco, mm-hmm. I'm considered a domestic terrorist, which I'm a law-abiding father of four. Mind my own business. All my guns are registered, all legally bought. Kept it a safe, bolted safe, and only me, my wife, and our attorney had the combination.
You have no one to blame for that but the leadership that you elected.
No, I have this to blame. Not inanimate objects.
Get Wayne LaPierre out, and the NRA will look better.
I would love to get Wayne LaPierre.
Well, then fucking stop paying. Stop paying money. Yes,
already.
He is.
I'm a life member.
Well, that's your. Then they fucked you.
I rather would have had Ollie North. Believe me, I would have rather had Colonel North in that position. Although he had the whole
because
thing during
94%
the Reagan years.
Of NRA members don't like what Wayne LaPierre and his cohorts are doing. So that's what you should be focusing
on.
We
think Wayne LaPierre is mismanaging funds.
He is.
Yes, I know. I know that. I think he's.
He's getting fat on your money.
Listen. I get the whole thing. Believe me, I'm a life member. I pay attention to politics.
Well, then you have a stake.
Yes, I do. However, as a member of that community, I can say that none of us want criminals and crazy people having access to firearms.
Except Wayne LaPierre.
Because let me tell you something. Every time it's on the TV, a guy like me, an NRA member, a gun owner, sinks into his couch and saying, fuck, what stupid law is New York State going to pass now that only affects me, but the crazy people and the criminals aren't going to give a shit about?
Then you blame Wayne LaPierre for fucking buying politicians.
I'm not protecting the guy. I think he's a douchebag.
No, well, you got to fucking hold him accountable. You got Ted Nugent, who is on your fucking board.
Oh, my God.
Blame those nuts. They give you a bad name. I don't give the rank-and-file NRA members a bad name because I know most of them don't agree with the bullshit. But the heads of it are buying politicians like Donald Trump. They spent more money on Donald Trump's election than they ever spent before. So if you're really disgusted and you're a lifetime member, do something. Otherwise, don't bitch when you get painted as a terrorist.
Well, unfortunately, the other guys aren't offering too much
then
of an alternative for
them. Run! Get somebody with common sense like
Damn
you
it.
Run! Run!
God forbid. I'm too sensible to work with those fucking maniacs.
No, but,
but really.
If you don't like how the NRA is being portrayed, blame their leadership.
Listen, Wayne LaPierre, I get it. He ran out of faith. We do. I mean, you'll be surprised what happens. You go to on Facebook.
Well, they got your money for a lifetime, so I don't know what you can do.
You go on Facebook, on the NRA Facebook pages, and there is infighting going on.
So you know what happens?
Vicious.
When you all
oh, my goodness.
When
vicious.
Everybody leaves and starts something else that's more in line with mainstream America, gun owners will be looked at better.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of, trepidation right now from the gun owner community. Like, all right, and this happens, too, to be fair, with abortion, for example. And although, I'm a nice Catholic guy, I recognize the argument of the NOW movement, who says if we give this, they're going to shut the whole thing down. That's how gun owners think. Like, if we give in and do those universal, statewide, and the national background checks.
You mean the thing that 94% of America wants?
Yeah, and I'm telling you what's happening here. There's a juxtaposition to be weighed here. And it happens, too, with abortion advocates. Some of them think if they give 1 inch, a woman would lose that choice option. Where there are gun owners who think, if we give on this, these fuckers are going to say, okay, you register them, now turn them in.
It's called paranoia.
When I hear mandatory buyback or buyback program, I cringe. Because that's how too many nations have done it in the past when they needed to disarm their people. And here's why. You have George Bush and Joe Biden agreeing in 1990 on gun legislation. I think this isn't a American problem. I think it's an American elite problem. Where I think both people, both sides, there are circles at the top echelons of our society that are tired of being scared of the people. People in government, and I think government should fear the people.
They should, the way they're
Absolutely.
Running things.
Especially when we're armed.
Should fear the people.
Yeah, they should.
Well, here's the problem. There are people with big money investments,
mm-hmm.
who want to see things go their way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And there are people who are craving, on both sides, believe it or not, even the Republicans, there are conservatives. Okay, you got to remember, George Sr., he was an ex-CIA guy.
First of all, let me stop you right now.
He signed that legislation with Joe Biden.
I got to stop you because I've done it before on the show. For the Republicans that are following Donald Trump are not conservatives. There's a difference. Donald Trump is not a conservative.
Unless you're talking about
classical text, no.
Unless you're talking about social issues, which Trump doesn't give a shit in, he just gives the votes. So let's not call them conservatives. I know what conservatives are.
Yeah, I wouldn't call Donald Trump a conservative.
You know what that? You know what Donald Trump is?
The
worst of the. He's the worst of the most liberal ideas.
He just hates
what Donald. No, no. I'm just educated. Donald Trump is the worst of the most liberal ideas. We're going to take your property. The government should control the media.
You can't sit here. A guy, like I said, for the past 25 years, I've been cringing every time white people get shot in a shooting. Like I said, if it happens to black people, we don't even give a fuck. We just, you know, thumb our nose up and go, we don't, as a society, as a whole. We don't.
Our country is deeply racist.
It's so racist, really. Black kids can get shot in fucking Chicago every day, and, you know, okay, whatever, and they got the strictest gun in that city, but they're coming from somewhere else. Well, okay. There are NRA members who'll say, well, you know what? Let's work out the background check because we don't want criminals having guns. Let's work out the red flag laws because we don't want crazy people having guns. But at the same time, the NRA does make a point. If I post something out of context or a joke on Facebook or I have a vegan vegetarian liberal across the street from me who doesn't like me, now I got to worry about them calling the police or making a complaint. I'm crazy. They see me walking out of my house with guns. Well, no shit. I go to a gun range. You know what I'm saying?
But,
he's brandishing a weapon. You know, these are things we think about.
They would check you out and go, oh, this guy's fine.
These are things we think about because you also got to remember a lot of educated gun owners are, in fact, educated.
You know
we've
what,
gone
though?
To college.
You know what,
we understand history.
That scenario described, and then I'm going to move on. It's not right. But it's a fair trade-off if we cut down on some of these killings. It's not right.
I'm not willing to sacrifice my freedom.
Well, I'm not willing to sacrifice human beings. We're moving on, though. We are. I got other shit to do.
All right, do other shit. I know we can do this all night.
Yeah.
All right. So a Florida mom was outraged after her 9-year-old daughter's school allegedly asked her to cover up because her tank top distracts boys. However, instead of complaining about the dress code, she and other students performed a peaceful protest. Ken Darrow tells Yahoo Lifestyle that on Wednesday, her 9-year-old daughter, who attends Callahan Intermediate School, was told to wear a hoodie as her tank top distracts male students. 9 years old.
Nine. That's young.
The school. Well, I mean, she's got great shoulders. The school.
Dude, don't do that.
No, they're nice. Sorry. The school's 2019-2020.
It's worse than Pip hanging out with a shitty band.
you gotta see these shoulders. I mean, the kid's rocking some nice shoulders. Student handbook available online states that shirts must cover midriff areas.
Yeah, that's standard.
May not have spaghetti or thin straps less than 2 inches. Instead of calling the school, Kate, her daughter's son, and a few of their friends made sure they were heard. On Monday, Kate's daughter wore a T-shirt to school, which read, "Right to bare shoulders." Her older son and two students wore shirts.
That's funny, "Right to bare shoulders." I love it.
With the slogan, real men aren't distracted by shoulders.
Thank you.
Whoa.
My friends and I came up with the idea for the shirts. We thought it would be somewhat of a peaceful protest. We got our shitty drummer trying to sell them.
Without the vibrator logo.
Why did you point at me?
I had no idea it would go where it was. The family says the children wore the shirts without issue, but on Tuesday, Kate and her husband, Rob, met with administrators. She said they'd look into what happened. Rob tells Yahoo Lifestyle that while the dress code is written in a language that includes both boys and girls, there are very specific things that target female students. Both Rob and Kate agree that while comments like these may be said jokingly, the underlying message is we should tell women that they should have
to behave in a way that doesn't disturb or distract men. The parents believe this is the wrong message to send to boys and girls. If someone is distracted because a female is showing her shoulders, someone needs to tell that boy. You need to be able to focus yourself, and when women are not objects, Rob tells Yahoo Lifestyle. Kate says the family would like to see the dress code change. It's bringing the wrong idea to these girls that they are responsible for what a boy does. So the school hasn't responded yet. I don't remember as a 9-year-old being
distracted
by shoulders.
No. No. Okay. Maybe an ice cream cone. not shoulders. That's young.
Yeah.
Nine?
Yeah,
you,
nine? What
you got cartoons and ice cream is the center of your life.
Really?
It's baby.
Distracted by a girl with long hair, like sitting in front of me.
Okay.
Like for some reason that was attractive.
A bobby ponytail or some shit like that.
Yeah, then like shoulders. It's a little too young to sexualize.
But this sounds like a standard tank top, though.
It was a standard tank top.
Which I've worn in public school. Not my Catholic school days, but in my... And that's my point. I mean, is this gender specific?
But telling
this, I don't know. If a boy was wearing a similar tank top, not showing midriff, you know, boys.
Well, yeah, but
it's not 1980. Boys don't do that anymore.
I remember that.
It was horrifying.
Terrifying.
It was horrifying.
It wasn't good for women to see either. Nothing.
No, it
no,
wasn't.
No.
You're distracting the belly hair on it. Yes. And men weren't shaving then yet. There was no manscaping.
No, no.
No. It was just hair flying everywhere. I was grew up in an Italian neighborhood. I'm
yeah, no,
out.
Bellies with hair.
Worse.
No, no, no.
Yeah, hairy no. fucking Italian dudes.
Yeah.
Bad. Well, yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Childhood trauma. Belly shirts.
The problem was.
Sorry, Dad. He's trying to be serious. I was getting mad.
Dude.
That's great. Oh, yeah. Nice.
I
got to
do post-show shit for this show.
It's fantastic.
Here's the problem. If they could enforce that for everybody, but when you say it's because you're distracting the boys.
Yep. Yes.
It that's becomes sad. That's my point. Yeah.
Because.
It's gender specific. Now you're a dude.
9-year-old girls are not distracted by. The shoulders of 9-year-old boys.
That looks like Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, honestly, they're thinking, ew.
Yeah,
ew. I think some boys like girls, but it's just that you don't
at that
sexualize.
Age, yeah.
No,
you know,
and even.
We don't know what we like.
No,
it's not just the age that's a concern. My point is, you know, if a boy her age, same class, same teacher was wearing a tank top, would he have overlooked it? Was the fact that it was a young girl wearing a tank top? I think that's what this was about.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's a tank top. We're talking about shoulders.
Yeah, a little kid. Baby, no less.
No, even if this was like, we're talking about 13. Shoulders.
Right.
We're talking about shoulders.
Now, I will say this.
You know those sexy ankles drive men wild in some cultures,
13,
too.
Uh-huh. Now they're starting to get breasts and everything. She's wearing a tank top. If she's not wearing a bra or something, I would say, listen, you got to throw something on. You got to wear a bra.
No, well,
but that's
middle
school.
We're not even talking
middle school,
we're not
high
talking
school.
About, yes, but we're not talking about braless. We're talking about wearing a shirt and happening to have breasts. You know what? If we have to live our lives worrying that somebody's penis is going to get excited about it, it's like control your penis. It's not my job to control your penis.
No, it's not.
But at 9 years old, that's not even a question,
no,
like I said.
No, it shouldn't be.
No, it's not even there.
At 13, here's the reality. A boy might not control his penis. You might not like what he does to that girl. That's just the reality. So for safety reasons... Because then things, bodies are changing, hormones are raging.
Not at 9.
No, I said at 13.
No, we're talking
at
13, about 13.
That's different.
At 13,
when you're dealing with
yeah.
teenagers,
at 13,
yeah.
It's not, hey, here's the reality. This isn't your fault. It's not.
It is what it is. Yeah.
It's not fair that we have to ask you this.
Nope.
But we don't want something bad to happen. Yes, the student will get in trouble for whatever happens. But before that happens, something might happen because of a boy that you don't want happening to you. So let's do the wise thing and throw one. You call the mom. Mm. Let's throw in a bra. The gym is cold. I don't like what's going
on. We weren't even talking about braless. We're talking about like shirts.
Exposed.
Shoulders. Yeah. I'm talking about shoulders.
Shoulders are in it. That's no big deal. Yeah.
Well, that's my point. Yes. Shoulders.
Even a
13-year-old,
14-year-old showing shoulders. That's yeah. That's
wait. Look. I'm showing my elbow to the two men here in the room.
Oh, wow.
And they're just loose. Yeah.
No,
they're
no.
looking away, and they look
ass.
And they look queasy.
Oh, dude, no.
But this isn't a bad elbow. The other one, oh my God.
In her defense, she showed us the good elbow.
Yeah, this
That's
is the
great.
Good elbow. This is sexy shit right here. But
for the post-game show, where Pitt will show off her elbows and I'll show off my cereal.
Riveting. Let's bring out the cereal box.
I'm
sure you will.
I'm just saying that the male gaze is the property of the male. It is not the responsibility of the woman to live her life in a way that is making sure that men aren't getting distracted.
Right, there is a balance of
there's a balance.
Yeah, you don't want bad shit happening. Talk to your fucking boys.
I understand.
No,
that.
There's a balance of both.
It's the same thing with gun thing. You know, Russ could teach his kids gun safety the proper way. This is how we treat guns. There is the chance that his kid will fucking still do something stupid with a gun even after Russ.
Doubt it.
He's not allowed to have them then.
But what I'm saying
that's my answer. Why can I have a gun when I think you're ready? It is on me. It is on me.
Talking sets the perfect example.
Right.
A kid can still do something stupid.
Right.
So
right.
The best thing is
we also got comments.
But is that the
bullying.
Girl's? Is that the girl's fault?
You know.
It's not about.
No,
fault.
It's not the fault.
It's not about fault.
I think it's in terms of fault.
No. Because they're blaming the girl.
They are wrong.
Yes.
They are wrong. They are being ridiculous.
Yes.
But what you're saying, if they get older and there are other body parts involved, then maybe you got to change your brain a little bit.
I'm walking around and I have breasts. I have to protect myself from being. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying even if I didn't, control your fucking self.
Right, but people don't control themselves. That's why we're criminals.
I know, but that doesn't mean that the women are guilty.
My ball is hanging out.
No, no.
Nobody wants to see that.
One ball.
Women are not chasing you down the street to get at that.
Just that one ball.
Here's because one was dipping below the level of your shorts.
Every guy's got one that's lower than the other.
Yeah, I knew that.
Every guy has one that's lower than the other. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, I know, but if both of them are if both of them are dangling outside the bounds,
that means you tore something inside. But
yes, Pip, you're correct. It is not the girl's responsibility when you get old. Hold on,
nobody's advocating rape.
It's not the girl's responsibility, but in the real world, shit happens.
Let's try to get people to save.
You know what? I've been in a female body my whole life. Don't mansplain me about how shit happening.
Wow.
Nothing bad's gonna happen.
I did not say that. Hold on a second, because I've had a real life. I never said no bad shit is going to happen. Bad shit happens all the time. Yes, I know. But telling people this lesson here, or even 13-year-old girls, 14-year-old girls, you have to not wear a tank top because boys can't control themselves. Fuck that.
You know what Russ is going to be teaching my student, my daughter, in probably about 4 years, and what he's done for years? Russ teaches girls, before they go off to college, special self-defense that he did not teach in the dojo.
Correct.
Why? Because even though it's not the girl's fault, boys do stupid shit, so let's be safe than sorry.
Alcohol and testosterone are
absolutely
terrible combinations at a certain age group. But to mediate here, because it's a good argument, and it's a classic argument, Pip, of course, is never a woman's fault while she was sexually assaulted or harassed.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a man who can't fucking control himself, plain and simple. However, as a man, a woman, I would never know what it's like to be a woman, obviously, unless I got approved for some shots and a surgery. But moving forward, not wanting to look like Bruce Jenner, I can say this. I remember.
now you have me picturing you in a dress. God damn you.
Yeah, I want my Maxim shoot. Let's go. Come on. Was it Maxim?
I don't remember.
I mean, neither. I'm trying to get
don't
it out of my head.
Don't make
I know,
me remember.
That was one of the most botched surgeries in history, human anatomy. Yeah, it was bad. Anywho. It was Steven Tyler-ish in a way, and I'm an Aerosmith fan, so that fucked me up. What they did to Jenner was awful. I'm sorry, it's an ADD thing.
So
you know how many times I've been hit in the fucking head? So, to be fair here, and I noticed this.
Get him a point.
Get him a point. There you go. Just smack the side of it.
Jukebox.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Actually, that's offensive to Italian these days, that show. He's trying to pretend to be an Italian. That was obvious.
Yeah, no, I know.
A Jewish guy on a motorcycle pretending he's a Guinea. I love it. I know, it's bad. It's really bad. Anywho, but to your point, to challenge, not challenge, but just here's my thing. I went from private school, all boys, blazers, ties, haircuts, clean shaven, yada, yada, into a public school, upstate New York.
And everything kind of went.
And I'll never forget this a few times that there would be arguments because, again, it was the early 90s and, the grunge scene.
Yeah.
And, girls with, midriff showing, belly button rings, piercing, stuff like that started getting popular. Tattoos were popping up in school. I had one in high school as well. Okay. Shit's happening here. But
there's
I noticed some of the girls,
ball, right?
I'm not faulting female, but again, you had girls, and I see it today too, unfortunately, with school children my daughters go to school with. Girls who go to school with everything hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
Boys are going to look.
Yeah, of course
and
they
I
are.
Do remember the girl in the hallway saying, "Why are you looking at my ass?" And I didn't say it out loud. My inner monologue was like, "Because I'm a heterosexual male and it's hanging out in my fucking face and it's 3 feet away from me, sweetheart." I would never say that out loud.
Yes.
I'm a male who can control himself.
Right.
Sexual harassment, bad. Sexual assault, even worse. So, moving forward. There's that. So where do you balance off where you want to teach young women, girls or young women, that, sexual assault and harassment is never their fault. However, if you got to have everything hanging out, people of the opposite gender are going to look.
They're going to look, and there's
and
an
nowadays,
increased risk.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Mm-hmm. People of the same gender are going to look.
Sure.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But
everybody's going to look.
Exactly. So that's, I think, a point Davin's trying to, in his Davin way, drive home that, you know, if it's hanging out, boys are going to look, and being a male, and we both went to college, seeing what alcohol and testosterone can do in teenage years,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it can light a fire.
Sure. And
you know, it can really light a fire. And again, in no way is, you know, a victim at fault, but, you know, it was the girls, and these days, ironically, it's even the unattractive ones that are doing it. I was at that rock concert in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I'm like, honey, got no shame.
No, there's, like, there's
like, wow.
There's some.
That'd be like me in a G-string tank top.
There's some frightening stuff. It's like, you don't know what you look like. You have to put some of that away.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I'm not saying.
So now everybody's doing it. And I'm noticing the younger girls do it as well, where my wife and I are getting uncomfortable. Because
mm-hmm,
she'll
mm-hmm.
get, you know, go to the school for whatever reason. One of the kids always needs something. And again, it sounds gender specific and it's awful. But you're dealing with high school kids now and young women who are, and I hate this fucking word because it just implies a woman's doing something wrong, but promiscuously dressed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I don't like that word, but I'm, mm-hmm. you know, just dressed for the lack
like
of terms.
Whores.
Yeah, exactly. Really, look like a. Look like a. But, to quote Mr. Dice Clay.
Let me get this in. Looking like skanks.
Wow, he said that.
This
loud.
Is what he. No, this is his mic check. looking like skanks. Looking like skanks. Check. Looking like skanks.
So you know, like I said, it's a balance. You know, like I said, if you're gonna go out there and you know you got it working, honey, and you want to show it off, fine. You know, like I said, nowadays it's cool for both sexes to look, not just you know.
Look, if it's hanging out, everybody's gonna look. I don't care what it is, who you are.
But to show,
everybody's gonna look.
To teach young girls that. You know, they have to go to school in a bed sheet to not be sexually harassed or assaulted is a stupid message. That's not going to work either.
No, it's not. And I agree with you. It's a delicate balance.
It really is.
And we all agree, like hawking on this poor 9-year old.
I do.
That
9 years
like,
old. That's ice cream and Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah. Maybe one boy out of the whole school is like interested in her at that point. Okay.
Stop talking. All right. The mic is off.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know why.
It's like coming and going. All right. Just like they're interested in her shoulders.
That's, you got it.
So,
yeah, I agree with you, and it's a
delicate balance.
It really is.
I know.
It really
I'm just
is.
Saying that we have to make sure that while we're working with this balance, that we are keeping in mind that we're not going to just say, you know, like women, you better wear a burqa because
yeah, exactly. Where does it end?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
how far do you want to go?
Because
yeah.
you living your life is too much for us to handle.
Correct.
I was on the opposite side
of that. I had a, you know, I was pretty buff my senior year of high school, you know, mm-hmm. karate guy, yada yada, and I used to walk. I had a. My old Champion, remember Champion brand? It's coming back,
by the
way.
Yeah, I remember.
I had my Champion tank top on.
Okay.
And I knew bitches were looking. I had the 17-inch guns at the time.
Looking.
Absolutely. You know, I had the guns, I had the hair and all mm-hmm. that, so, you know. And, yeah, you know, the tattoo, the whole bad boy mm-hmm. thing going on. I was from the Bronx. I had that, you know, that whole thing. So, yeah, I knew it. So,
yeah.
you know, if you have an even fairly attractive female with it all hanging out. And, you know, it's not like she's not walking down the hallway saying, oh, nobody's looking at me.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean, everybody, like, people test out their attractiveness
exactly.
to the opposite sex.
Absolutely.
Or the same sex, whatever. But, I mean,
but
they're testing out.
Circumstances to the message to a female to say, hey, you got to do this because men can't control themselves and they're fucking animals. You don't want to go that route either.
No.
That's dangerous.
Right.
That's the kind of message that leads to more shit happening.
Well, and it also leads to young girls being ashamed of themselves.
Yes.
You know, like, yep. oh, wow.
Or victims becoming wrongdoers. That's the worst case scenario.
What do you mean?
Oh, she bought it on herself.
Right.
Like, really, motherfucker?
Right.
All right.
No, she didn't.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to test this mic.
Okay.
I think we're working better now with this microphone.
Yes.
We're on the third mic.
I don't know what's going on.
I just heard your side just registered.
Yeah. All right. So I got to get this shit fixed. I think I'm going to need a new board. That's okay.
You think it's the board or wire?
I think. Well, I've used two different wires. I think it's something with this port.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I'll get a connector. Whatever. Nobody gives a shit about that. I will get that. Nice. I apologize for that. I was told what was going on, which I appreciate. Now I got shit going on. So we will. Yeah. Fuck me. All right.
So well, what's the matter?
No, I.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
And by the way, you can never have too much ball talk. Anyway, all right. So here we go.
Ball talk. That's fantastic.
Ball talk on Davenstein.
We've covered worst. Anyway.
My balls.
A Barbie Death Camp and Wine Bistro exhibit at Burning Man last week.
And Wine Bistro.
That's wow. Exhibit at Burning Man last week sparked a protest and concerns from the San Francisco branch of the Anti-Defamation League, reported the Jewish News of Northern California. The eerie exhibit featured scores of mostly nude Barbie dolls being forced into ovens by G.I. Joes with guns. I guess they had
their
shoulders.
That's not creepy at all.
No. Hot or being crucified at the
even better, drive the Catholics into it.
Why not? At the extreme, well, they were killed.
Like they did. they did.
Let's ask the Jews, get a couple gypsies, we got something to go.
There you go. Kill everybody.
A couple Armenians?
A little Ken on Ken action being marched off, the homosexuals.
I think we've rounded all of them up. Yeah. Some Polish Barbies.
Maybe a little Ken with a little bit of drool and a small bus. I think we've covered the whole Holocaust.
Oh, dude, wow. Nice. That's crazy shit.
That's the way I roll. Anyway, at the Extreme Art and Performance Festival, where anything goes at Nevada's Black Rock Desert, one of the signs on the exhibit read, Arbeit macht Plastik frei. A play on the message, work will set you free. At the entrance of the Auschwitz death camp during World War II, a banner on an RV called it the friendliest concentration camp at Burning Man, which ended on Labor Day. While some burners support just about anything, many were disturbed by the exhibit. We've received a number of complaints, Seth Brisk, the Central Pacific Regional Director of the Anti-Defamation League, told the Jewish News in a story that was posted on their website. Certainly individuals have a right to free expression, but using that free expression to trivialize the Holocaust for the sake of political, social, or artistic ends is still deeply offensive and inappropriate, and we would ask people, don't do it. Stop it. Knock it off. Yeah. Exhibit creator James Jacoby, 65, told the Jewish News that he set up the exhibit at Burning Man for 20 years. It's a little dark, conceded Jacoby, who said he's Jewish, but part of the magic of Burning Man is that it's not vanilla. Disneyland, pro-family. There's a lot of nudity, a lot of sex, a lot of drugs, a lot of Barbies. It's not a family-friendly environment.
Naked Barbies.
And our camp isn't either. Take those clothes off, you plastic whore. We certainly don't want to trigger anybody, he added. Burning Man is not a safe space. It's not Yale University. You don't get to run and hide from something you don't like. Actually, you can.
Don't show up.
It's really just flat. There's nowhere to go. Yeah,
the Barbies don't march after you. Hey, look at me. Look at my fake tits. No nipples. They don't.
Honestly.
There's 1,100 theme camps. If you don't like ours, go to another. People at Burning Man stay at theme campsite areas. Probably not with showers. Jacoby's exhibit is part of the Barbie Death Village site.
Death Village. This guy's fucking whacked.
One exhibit defender, Ron Feldman, who said he donates to the ADL, referred to other depictions of the Holocaust in an art like Springtime for Hitler, a parody from the musical The Producers. It's ironic. It's political critique and commentary, Feldman told the Jewish News. It's definitely not anti-Jewish in any way.
No, not at all.
But Briss said...
They meant it in a funny way.
But
well,
12 million people, that's all right.
Well, some people did make fun of it.
It's a knee slap, you know?
But Briss said the display tarnishes the memories...
Fucking weird people.
...who died during the war. He added that particularly in the current environment, increased extremism and hatred, we think it's more important than ever to preserve and respect the memory of the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. All right. Listen, I'm pretty liberal when it comes to calling things art.
Mm-hmm.
That's smut.
I mean, listen, anything can be art. I don't really think it's art. I think it's like when your 15-year-old gets into his, like, the sister's Barbies and wants to do something stupid.
Cut the hair.
Yeah, I mean, is everything art? Like, they had art where, like they had, like, sculptures out of shit. Is that really art?
No, it's smut.
That was, like, in New York a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Is it really art?
They did one of Mary. Same,
yes.
Jesus' mother with the feces. That's not art. That's just trying to piss people off.
Yeah.
You know you can.
You're trying to get headlines. What you got? Are you really being artistic?
And don't feel like you're abandoning your First Amendment values either, because even Dee Snider, who was a champion of free speech, who actually testified before Congress in the 80s when his album got banned and labeled, you know, He even said, you know, hey, there are limits between trash and artistic faculty or artistic ability and creativity. I don't see any artistic value.
I don't think this is art.
No, not at all. He's trying to get a reaction. Unfortunately, the organizations that disagree with him by making a big deal and just not ignoring this jackass kind of threw smoke on the gas on the fire. Rather.
Listen, I don't say this guy should take it down. I'm not saying he has to take down.
Not forcibly. No.
What political statement or commentary he was going for eludes me.
Nothing. You're offending Jewish people and you're crucifying Barbie. So now
and Mattel's not happy
too.
Either.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's their product. Yeah. But don't blame the Barbie dolls. But anyway, that's a different.
Well, you know what?
Dad was like, we have too many Barbie dolls. Let's ban them.
Well, you know, those Barbies don't have nipples, so that they are completely safe.
They don't have to wear bras.
No, they don't.
Yeah, that's just sick ass shit.
No, you know what? The art has always had detractors. And
absolutely.
Art, famous art now has been, you know, like shown and had people horrified and, you know, critics and the.
But how is this art? This is something a 10-year-old can do.
It's not necessarily. I mean, there's a huge history of art being contentious and people.
I don't have a problem with that.
About
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, Robert Mapplethorpe.
If you're gonna give me, a painting of a Jesus fucking Hitler, right. You're gonna do that. But it's a painting. I don't like it, but I go, all right, it's art. I could try to deduce some type of statement if I really wanted to from that piece. I don't see how this is not
taking
this,
naked dolls and making this
with G.I. Joes. I mean, this is remedial bullshit.
Not necessarily. I mean, there's the whole history of art. I mean, there are things, there are Dadaists. They did art that was called ready-mades, where they would find trash and they would put it together and they were making some kind of statement with the trash.
Was Valerie's boyfriend on Family Ties,
that's
Nick.
If somebody dragged a toilet off the curb and then they welded like mirrors to it, I mean, do I think it's beautiful art? No, but not all art is like a vase of flowers.
But you know what? Not everything that's called art is art.
True.
Sometimes it's just trash.
And that's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, you know what? Some eyes shouldn't behold. How about that? How about that? Not everybody gets to fucking determine what art is. How do you like that? Oh, here's my cum-stained shorts. It's all right. No, it's not. It's your cum-stained shorts. That's what that is.
Well, what do you mean not everybody gets to? Everybody gets to determine what's art.
No, because there's a lot of fucking stupid people out there. And
yes,
not everybody's opinion matters. That's the problem with this country. Everybody's opinion matters. No, it doesn't. Some of you are fucking morons. You go own your stupidity. When everybody knew they were stupid, they kept their fucking mouth shut. And this country ran better. Now we got a fucking moron in chief. He doesn't know he's an idiot. And he's got 63 million people that don't think he's an idiot. I guarantee you if you saw him on the corner at a fucking bar, you go, that guy's an idiot. But
no.
But he's an idiot about facts. Things that are quantifiable.
Art he's an idiot about everything.
I know, but I'm saying that art is not necessarily quantifiable.
No, but facts
quantifiable.
Are in the eye of the beholder. Ugh, no, they're not.
And they're two different things. Facts slash art.
Yeah,
two different
art.
Things.
Fine, you know what? Here's my one-third filled bottle of water. You know what this is? This is a statement. I'm a climate change denier. I don't think the water's rising. I think it's getting less. It's art, Russ. It's fucking art. Now I'm shaking it up, and you know what that is? That's people arguing about climate
Bubbles.
Change. It's art, Russ. It's fucking art. It's right. just
look
in the eye of the beholder.
Look at this performance art.
I see bubbles, but that's okay. Now I'm dizzy.
No, you're missing it. Look at the creativity. The art. Beholding, you see bullshit. Pepsi's creation. Yeah,
no, I don't necessarily think that everything is art either.
I was at an art exhibit.
Well,
in
don't
my
argue
college
that it
years.
Is.
I'm not saying that it is. I'm just saying it is in the eye of the beholder. There are people.
Some people
that
are blind
would.
Too. We don't give a shit about their eyes. Eye of the beholder. Get the fuck out of here.
No. Look, when Andy Warhol came out with a whole bunch of paintings of Campbell soup cans, people lost their fucking minds.
It was a commentary on our consumption society.
I know, and other people said it's a picture of a soup can.
Nobody sees naked
asshole.
Barbies with G.I. Joes going. Well, that's fucking genius. You can't even tell me what he's going for. Nobody knows what this motherfucker is going for.
But a lot of things. There was a guy when I worked.
Russ is trying.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
When I went to school.
You're both arguing a valid point again.
When I went to school, I was an art minor. And I used to work part-time in the theater. And I mean,
so you wanted to be a waitress?
Not in the theater, in the. No, I used to work.
You wanted to be the band in the parking lot?
No, she can meet them. She worked. She went to work for tips for the 30-year-old men in the fucking parking lot that wanted to celebrate their lousy drummer's birthday with the fit with a 50-something-year-old groupie. Pip wanted to be that waitress.
Oh my god! Wait,
shitty
there's
band.
Lots unpacked
shitty,
there. Groupie? No.
A little bit.
A little twist of groupie.
We've
then.
Seen no, you no. before. No. We're big fans. We came to see. You!
And I wasn't blowing any of them. Groupie?
No, Mr. Heelinger's there. He was first online.
Wow.
He blew them, but I did not.
He mansplained all over them.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I'm just
he's better than I was with Wayne Trebet, so we'll give Mr. Heelinger that.
I used the wrong word. I meant I worked part-time in the gallery. And one of the things was there was an artist that came through that was a lunatic. And he had this thing where he would take chicken wire and he'd make these tremendously tall curtains. And he, he gathered all red things, plastic tops, toys, lipsticks, anything red. And he affixed them to this chicken wire curtain. And it was his red curtain. What he was trying to say with that? I don't know. But that was one of the things. But I had to write his bio and type it on these little cards that hung next to it. And one of the other things he was famous for was his, I swear to God, it was called this, the turd curtain. And he would go.
Turd curtain.
He would go and walk around on the streets.
Sounds like the Port Authority.
And he would
honestly.
He would find dog poop.
Oh, come
and
on.
And he would cast
man.
It. And make
that's
little sculptures
art.
Of
that's
dog poop and
hang
it
on the chicken wire. Gallery.
They weren't hanging the turd curtain.
No, that's just speech.
You know they what? Were hanging sometimes, the red curtain.
Sometimes people are just mentally ill and they don't have access to a gun. And they create shit art.
Well,
that's not art, just shit.
Honestly, it's smut.
Stop it.
That, well, and somebody, somewhere...
Who's equally as fucked up in the head?
You know what? Yeah.
Looks
you know.
At, and I've been there. If I don't know if you know, I actually have 24 credits in art history.
I
never declared the minor, but I could have.
Yeah.
But I mean, during the Renaissance, you know, there were people who were offended that these beautiful paintings were being composed by artists and they weren't of Catholic religious themes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But they're beautiful.
Right.
To my point, I don't think you are right. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But I'll give you two examples that I lived through personally. One, Amsterdam, when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I went, and they had the porn museum.
Okay.
And I was expecting, you know.
Go on.
I'm
getting
now it's hard.
Was there a Vibrators t-shirt in there?
No, there wasn't. Nuclear salt. Anyway, where was I? Sorry, you guys totally threw me off.
Amsterdam.
So I'm going to Amsterdam.
Porn museum.
Yes.
You were in St. Olaf.
No. So I walk in, and I was disappointed. It was just pages, like out of a magazine of, I mean, smut porn, like people shitting on each other.
Scat porn.
Pissing on each other. I mean, just, you know, just signs
Wednesday.
Of mental illness.
Gross.
Just signs of, yeah, no, nothing of the history of pornography going back, you know, Greek times, Roman times,
yeah.
Egyptian times.
Which
I
could
mean,
have been interesting.
Exactly. You could, really, it's all over. They got porn in the street.
Mount Vesuvius, baby.
They're totally cool. Yeah, they're totally cool with porn. So, and I was expecting something like that, which would have been cool. Maybe contemporary video clips playing, you know, Jenna Jameson, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
You know, big name, stuff like that, whatever. But this was just shit, literally.
Some used Kleenex strewn about.
It was horrible. Ugh. It was horrible. And I was there with my significant other. You know, I wasn't going there to whack off at a wall or anything. But, you know, it was just part
made
of
art.
Yeah,
you
would have
made art.
Yeah. Jizz by Russ. But
Maplethorpe would have been right behind you.
$10,000. Here you go.
He was going through his big...
So I was disappointed
he was going through
in
his
that,
big boob phase when he made this.
I was 20... You guys were maniacs. That was 2002. So I was still a relatively young man at the time. So I learned that, okay, being an art guy, art history guy.
Right.
I did my senior thesis on Renaissance Arms and Armor for my history major.
Nice.
You know, yeah, that's me. I'm an art geek. So I was like, wow, that's not art. That sucked. And I wish I didn't spend those euros. And I walked out. Another time was in college where I'm hanging out and everybody's philosophizing about art. I'm just, you know, digging it, enjoying it. It's cool. But, you know, some people just like to hear themselves talk.
Right.
And there's a painting.
Radio show.
There's a painting. We said the color, honestly, was just a red dot.
Okay.
Tribute to Hindu.
Oh, that's funny. Swear to God, that's a true story. And I'm hanging back. Everybody's got an opinion. You know, people got a opinion. Like Davin said, stupid. It's everywhere.
It's gotten worse. Anyway, social media. First, we had reality TV.
I don't know if it's getting worse. No, it's more open about it.
No, we've discovered it's kind of like, you know, we're more these days. We have better treatments for autism because we have better awareness.
Right.
Now, because of reality TV and social media, we have a better awareness of stupid. So
not true.
We might be able to start treating it soon.
No, you know who's not.
Yeah, that's my point. So yeah, we do.
I'm going to disagree with you. You know who's not aware of stupid? Oh. The stupid people.
Oh, that's so bad. Nobody wants to admit the stupid.
When the stupid knew they were uneducated. Would shut the
fuck
up.
Nobody admits the stupid. True. Here's the problem: stupid people now has access to the world. There's more technology in this phone I'm holding than that put Lance Armstrong on the friggin' moon. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Stupid people have access to that level of technology.
Yeah, but
that's
got dick pics.
First, we put them on TV. That was a reality craze of the 90s. We took the dumbest fucking people on the planet, taught them how to string a sentence together, and we put them on television.
Let's not
talk
about
Trump. It was a freak show. It was a freak show. The president out of this for a minute.
He was on a reality TV!
I know, but moving past that, I'm talking about real...
I can't.
I know you can't. I just tried to make my point. Now social media just took it over the top. Social media provides better entertainment for me as somebody who laughs at stupid. More entertainment. I see things posted online. I'm holding my stomach laughing, crying. And my wife's like, are you trolling people online again? I'm like, no, they just do it to them fucking selves.
Yeah, true.
But it's horrible. But yeah, like I said, 20 years ago, you know, if it wasn't for, what was that movie with Tom Cruise? Rain Man.
Yeah.
That brought autism in a public light. And from there was awareness. And, you know, we were able to diagnose and treat. And now we have better treatments. Now, because we have social media and reality TV, Maybe we can find some diagnoses and treatments for stupid. I'm being hopeful, kind of like a Jets fan. I'm kind of like a Jets fan right now.
But wait, how do we get
I'm very, very hopeful, knowing that it's probably
you're
not going to
get the cake.
But wait,
I'm not getting that fucking cake.
Nobody gets the cake.
So anyway, I'm sitting back and I'm watching all these people philosophize, and I'm surrounded by stupid. And I'm like, fuck, all right, I'm going to go move on. And then I noticed the artist of the painting was there. I'm looking at him. You know, I'm a martial artist. I'm familiar with Asian culture. I studied Asian culture, and the artist was Asian.
Okay.
And I'm looking. I'm like, that's the fucking Japanese flag. So I go over to the guy. I'm like, hey, buddy, where's your family from? He's like, Tokyo. I'm like, is that your nation's flag? He goes, yeah. I'm like, can you believe these fucking morons? And he just shook his head back and forth. No. You know, he was kind of, you know, had that laid back Zen, you know, Asian, you know, he wasn't an extrovert, you know?
Right.
So he's probably this crazy fucking American, hit the nail on the head, looking at these other stupid Americans, philosophize about what I did was a Japanese flag.
Mean? Yeah.
What does it mean? It's my nation's flag, you fucking turd.
I mean, it's the land of the rising sun.
There, I'm serious. I'm looking, it just dawned on me. I'm like, the artist is out. Holy shit.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to be heard, and stupid had an opinion all over the place. And, you know, again, what was art essentially, a man of Asian origin being creative with his nation's flag,
mm-hmm.
instead of having the big red dot,
mm-hmm.
he did a small dot
mm-hmm.
on a larger white canvas. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, yeah.
He's amazing.
I get what he was doing, you know?
An inspiration.
But still, you got these people say, oh my God, it means so many things. Yeah. And this and that. Like, I see this and I see that. I'm like, you fucking morons. Right. I was like, look at the artist.
So, nobody asked
anyway, those are to Davin's point, though. And to you know, like I said, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But, you know, where do you draw the line where people just search for something that has no fucking meaning at all?
I can't find a meaning with this shit.
You know, I can't either. It's
and
dumb.
Here's the thing. Springtime of Hitler, that was to mock Hitler.
Right. Yes, that was a parody
I don't know what they're mocking. Are they mocking?
They're not mocking anything.
Are they mocking our plastic consumption?
They're trying to get
Are
news.
They mocking American soldiers? I don't.
No.
Well, because the G.I. Joes are the ones forcing the naked Barbies.
Trying to get to the news.
I don't know what it means.
I don't think they should.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know what it means.
Listen, some fucking wackadoo who bought some used Barbie dolls and put this
shit
together.
I'm not going to scream. It has to be taken down.
No, you can't do that at the same time, but we can label it as stupid.
I can understand why people would think it diminishes victims.
Sure.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day, let's not call it art. Let's just call it, hey, I had some Barbies lying around, and they didn't sell at the garage sale, so I made this shit because I smoke a lot of weed. Why don't we just
That's not weed.
All right.
That's not weed.
Meth. Whatever the fuck. LSD. Yeah. I'm not good with the drugs.
I knew some sodas in college. They were an angry, fucked up.
But yeah. No, you're very liberal. You're very nice, but at some point you have to own the fact, as Russ said, people are idiots.
I would not enjoy it, but some people would consider it art.
And they're idiots and their opinions don't matter. Again, you would like my presidency. you remember before the show started?
As long
or maybe
as you,
during,
Just put me in the cabinet.
You would enjoy my presidency. People would say stupid. Should I go, that's really stupid. You're uneducated. Don't talk to me. You're not worthy.
That would be the best
thing. Are you elite? Yes,
ever.
I'm elite. I'm the goddamn motherfucking president. That's why I'm here. You want me to be elite. You don't want me being stupid like you. You want somebody smart like me. Honestly. That's what you want. You don't want somebody like your shitty neighbor who doesn't clean up after their dog and has their front window open, walks around neighbor and walks around being president. You want somebody who fucking closes the drapes, is responsible, fucking reads a newspaper, is educated being president. You don't want the Beverly Hillbillies being president. You're not all worthy.
Wow.
All right, we're going to take a break.
It sounds like a platform.
It's a damn good
platform. I like it.
Why are you taking a gas? Why are you shaking your head?
I wanted to stand up and clap just
there.
Now.
Because it's true.
I was almost
because
there.
We're not all exceptional. We're not all special. Most of us suck.
If there were
most
more people
of us
here.
Suck.
I agree with that.
If all right, then what's your problem?
If there were more people here, we could have started like a slow clap that got fast. I was feeling that. I was actually feeling that. I was feeling the slow clap that got quicker. Yeah, I was almost there.
I don't have a slow clap. I just have regular applause.
Yeah, you're not getting that, no.
It's funny. You two fight, it's fucking hysterical.
No, I mean, listen.
It's funny. This is part of the bigger problem, too.
What?
Your side of the argument have. I experienced this when I worked for the Senate. Republicans fight amongst themselves.
Yeah.
Democrats, the fucking art form.
Oh, holy yeah.
Shit, you guys are 10 times worse than us. Like I said, I'm watching NRA, to talk about NRA members right now because we want LaPierre out.
Sure.
Most of us, anyway. There's infighting and nasty things, but even being part of that, which I am, I'm very much anti-LaPierre, but the fighting I saw coming from a liberal state
mm-hmm.
up at the state Senate, man.
It's very simple, oh Russ. You're making it complicated. I'm just anti-stupid. You go, why don't you like the president? Because he's a fucking moron.
Oh, he's definitely
he's a moron.
That's why I don't
like... Not the sharpest tool in the shed.
I don't mind people that don't have an opportunity to get educated. I don't mind them. I will talk with them, and you know...
That's not stupid. That's uneducated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a difference.
Stupid, stupid.
Yes. I have a problem with... You know, I have a problem with people that have the opportunity to learn, yes, to educate, that are presented with facts and refuse to do it. Yes. That's where I have my problem. That's where I have the problem with this president. That's where I have the problem, you know, with where everybody has an opinion. No, you can have it, but keep it to your fucking self. Not you.
No. But I'm saying, but you're equating, I'm saying art, like music. There's somebody's going to like something. Somebody's going to find value in something because you're equating it to, like, I agree with you when people are like, well, that's my opinion. No, we're talking about facts, and those are not
Listen,
facts.
I got a Mr. Bungle. You know? Do you ever hear the band Mr. Bungle?
No.
All
right. The lead singer of Faith No More, who we all heard of.
Yes.
Right on.
Mike Patton had another band, Mr. Bungle.
Okay.
I heard the first time. It was very funny. Very good.
Okay.
The second album's got some songs on it.
Right.
You know, which you may or may not like, but you could tell there's songs, there's a certain structure to it,
right.
There's song. And then they have tracks that are like porpoise noises, horns, and shit. It's not a fucking song. It's not art. It's just somebody who's fucking bored putting shit out there because you think you can.
Yeah.
You got to be able to, I don't have to like the song, but I should be able to recognize, go, that's a song.
No, that was music. Music you're making.
Yeah, all right. On the break, speaking of songs, we got new music from Danky Segal and Sandy with Boom Boom, and you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. We're going to come back, do some political pounding, and then get out of